You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membership? As you're listening to the number one show for proven practical tips and advice on growing your membership, I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of Membership Geeks Membership Academy and your host for this podcast. And today, oh man, I've got to get the soapbox out. Those of you who've been listening for a while, you know what that means. You know what you're in for. If you're brand new to this show, honestly, strap yourself in. This is going to get opinionated, but it's always loaded with value. It's always a rant, a rage that is in your interest, that is on your side, that is against the kind of things that steer people wrong in this wonderful world of memberships that is sadly inhabited by a few bad faith actors and also some people who perhaps shouldn't be dispensing advice. And that is exactly what I'm railing against today. But before I pull that soapbox out, if you're new to the show or you're not yet subscribed, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button in whatever podcast app you use. And that will ensure you do not miss a single weekly dose of proven practical tips and advice. This is the good stuff. These are the insights, ideas, the inspiration that will not only help you to launch your membership successfully, but will help you to build on that success with sustainable long-term growth. And it's all coming from someone who's been around this space for well over a decade now, with 400 plus episodes over the last 10 years, and no signs of slowing down, I'll have you know. So if you're not subscribed, it'd be great if you subscribe. If you are a long-term listener, thank you so much for your continued support, for the feedback, for the reviews, for every single one of you I see at an event who says, hey, I love the podcast, I've been listening, or I forced my husband to binge listen to a podcast on a road trip. You'd be amazed how many times that one comes up. Anyway, oh, it is soapbox time, because I'm sick. I'm sick of the lies. I'm fed up of hearing this. I'm fed up of talking about it. And I'm annoyed that I've got to talk about this again. This big lie, this huge steaming pile of BS that unfortunately seems to get wheeled out every few years in the membership space. And that is the lie that you need scarcity in order to sell. That without scarcity, if you're not using scarcity tactics, you cannot sell. And so because of this, you need to have a closed door model for your membership. And if you don't, it's going to fail. You're doing things wrong. I mean, have I got to talk about this again? It's 2026. I thought we had this squared away. I thought we were done with false scarcity. Seriously. Now, a handful of tacky internet marketers have been pushing this narrative that you need scarcity to sell a membership and that the closed door model is the one true way. They've been pushing this since 2016. This isn't a new thing, and I've dug deep into the open versus closed door debate. It's not even a debate at this point, but I've dug deep into it in great detail in a much more calm manner numerous times on this show over the years, starting all the way back in episode 93, where I talk about why this is just not a great model for the membership world. But I also dug into it in episodes 267, episodes 390, and a bunch of others, examining the reality of how a closed door model really works, the pros and cons of open versus closed, the negative and the positive ways that the model can impact your business, circumstances, situations, markets that it makes sense for, and so on. So, despite the fact I've got the soapbox out, please know that I'm not completely against closed door. In fact, we teach and support people with that model inside Membership Academy, and we have done for years. The notion of having a closed door, which for the uninitiated means that rather than your membership being available for people to join year round, anytime they want, they go to the website, read your sales page, think that sounds like something I need, click the button and join. Rather than that, you know, the normal, sane way of doing things, you only make it so people can join two or three times a year, once every quarter, once every couple of months. And the rest of the time, outside of those very short enrollment windows, the doors are closed. And you get people pushing for this as a marketing strategy because they say, well, when you do that, it means you can say to people, you've got to join now. The clock is ticking, the doors close in 2 days, so you have to take action or it'll be too late, and if it's too late, your life's going to suck. So that's the closed door model. And I'm not totally against that. I'm against the exaggeration I've just used, but I'm not against the closed door model. It's the absolutism that grinds my gears. Closed door can and does work for numerous memberships. And for many of those memberships, it's absolutely the right model based on their audience needs, based on their business structure, based on the topic they're teaching, and so on. So closed door has its place. It's in the minority. It's more of a fringe strategy, but it has its place. But it's this argument that you need to close your doors purely for marketing purposes. And the ridiculous suggestions, nay, insistence by some people that you cannot grow your membership sustainably, that you're doing something wrong, that you're stupid unless you close your doors. That's what gives me rage because it is so completely wide of the mark. I heard some email marketer the other day say, anytime someone hires me to write emails for their membership and I see that they have an open door model, the first thing that I get them to do is close their doors. Let's set aside the fact your email marketer shouldn't be directing your business strategy, and anyone who lets someone like that do that needs their head examining. Let's also set aside the fact this guy has very limited experience in the field and his clients barely have a few hundred members. This is such a naive take and borderline damaging advice. I really hope it's just hyperbole and that he's not actually doing this with his clients. Because if he is, then he's screwing up their businesses for no reason other than his own experience, naivety, arrogance, and short-sightedness. And you know what? The likelihood is that maybe he's done this for one or two memberships, he's seen some initial results, and he's got a little bit carried away by them. Because of course, when you have a closed door and you only open for a couple of days, 100 people joining in one day out of a 90-day period looks a lot sexier than just getting one new member every day over that time period. Of course it does. It's easy to get enticed by that. It's easier to think that on the surface, okay, well, I've got 100 sales on one day. Surely this means this is the better strategy. Of course it is, but you need to dig a little deeper. You need to actually look at the big picture. All this strategy does is gives you a sugar high. It's not sustainable long term, and in most cases, memberships that follow this model start to see diminishing returns over the long run. They see how it screws with their community dynamic, they see how it negatively affects churn, they see how their audience grow tired, grow jaded by that sort of cycle, that kind of marketing, and ultimately, your audience ends up just becoming more and more filled by non-buyers. I can't tell you a single closed door membership that has been able to sustain that approach for more than maybe a couple of years tops. And it's diminishing returns. And then they're wondering 3-4 years down the line, why have I plateaued? Why am I not growing? It's not the case all of the time, but certainly this notion that if you close the doors to your membership, that is going to be the thing that straps a rocket to you. So often it just doesn't work out that way. And the only people who think that it does is the people who are looking through such a short-term lens. But memberships are not a short-term business model. Memberships are about the long run. It's not about how many sales did you get on this launch. It's about, is this going to set you up for success for year 2, year 5, year 10, year 15? It's easy to see why marketers think that they've landed on some sort of super secret holy grail when they run this kind of promotion. And it seems so easy, right? Seems so revolutionary. It seems like the kind of thing that's going to blow your client's mind. Hey, have you ever considered closing your doors? Now, wait, hold up. Let me tell you why you should do that. Of course, it's the snake oil, right? It makes you sound super smart because you're suggesting something disruptive to them that they've never done before. And you will have results to back it up because those results are probably sexier than they're getting right now. Because if you say I can get you 100 sales when you launch, they're thinking, well, I've only had, five or six sales this week. No one's looking at the bigger picture. Now, of course, everyone who evangelizes for this approach, their standpoint, as usual, is this fallacy that if you don't give someone a reason to join right now, they will not join your membership. And so you have to close the doors. Closing the doors and the scarcity that comes with it is the thing that forces people to take action now, because if they don't take action, they're never going to take action. They're never going to join. But that's been demonstrated time and time again to simply not be true. Like, does this guy think that everyone with an open door membership is just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, not getting any signups? Like, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of successful memberships are open door, and they always have been. 12,000 members in Membership Academy, 60,000 in SBL. Same sort of numbers with Drumeo, memberships like Digital Marketing, memberships like Masterclass. These are always open doors. We get sales. We don't have to close the doors to give people a reason to join, because our memberships are good enough to give people the reason to join in and of themselves. Now, when I've used the argument before that successful memberships are open door, then the kickback I've had from, again, some of the fans of this dumb strategy is, well, yes, open door works very well for memberships that are well established, but you do realize that every successful membership was not successful in the beginning. They weren't always at 12,000, 60,000 members. Every membership that is well established started out unestablished. Nobody knew us. No one knew Scott. No one knew Jared. We all started at zero. We all grew one member at a time. We've all been successful for over a decade now with our open door memberships that apparently don't work. This is the story with the overwhelming majority of memberships. The only memberships that need this kind of gimmick, the only membership that needs to close its doors in order to attract members, are either bad memberships or those that are taking advice from bad marketers. Again, got a caveat and say there are a whole range of situations where closing the doors makes sense for you and your business from a strategic point of view, from a delivery point of view, from a program and an educational design point of view, for the good of your members, to enable you to show up the way you want and give something the attention it deserves while trying to balance a whole bunch of other things that otherwise might detract from your ability to show up in that way if you had to be there all of the time. So there's so many situations where closed door makes sense. What I hate, though, is closed door as purely a marketing gimmick, regardless of whether it's best for your members, because these marketers are not thinking about your members, because they don't realize that what happens after the sale is more important than what happens before the sale. And so the way in which you attract that member, that is the first piece of the puzzle for long-term retention. And if the first thing you've done in that member experience is force somebody into rushing a buying decision, how do you think that impacts long-term retention? The only memberships that need to close their doors to get sales are bad memberships or those taking advice from bad marketers. If a marketer needs you to change your entire business model to mask the fact that they don't know how to actually market your product as is, and they can only get your results from using manipulative gimmicks, pressure-based sales tactics, you need to fire that marketer. You need to find someone who can actually do their job. But people need a reason to join. If they don't already have a reason to join your membership, they shouldn't be joining. Surely, do you want the reason someone is joining your membership to solely be, I had to, because you were closing the doors? Here's a little secret. Not everybody should join your membership, and you shouldn't want them to. Not everyone should join your membership right now. Maybe in 6 months, maybe in 12 months. And it's okay to not get every available sale right now. This notion that if someone doesn't join today, they're never going to join, that comes from such a weak scarcity mindset. That fear-based mindset of, well, if we don't get the sale, we're never going to get the sale. That's insecurity, weaponized by terrible marketers. If you push them into joining before they're ready, they're not joining because of your product. They're joining because of the pressure. That is not conducive to them sticking around long-term. Yes, urgency moves sales, but do you know where the urgency should come from? Having a compelling solution to your audience's problems. delivering results that they want, that they can't live without, that they're desperate for. How many buying decisions have you made because the product addressed your need? Versus how many buying decisions have you made because there was a countdown timer threatening to take it away? Think of the last 10 things that you spent money on. Did they require scarcity to get you to part with your money? If I go down to the store downstairs and I want to grab a Snickers, as the advert instructs you to, am I going to need a countdown timer for that? No. I go down, they've got something I want it right now, I have a need, I'm hungry, I want sweets in my mouth. They have sweets, I will eat the sweets. I don't need a countdown timer. I don't need the threat that this is going to go away. Good products do not need false scarcity to sell. The urgency to join comes from having a compelling solution to a problem someone is desperate to have solved. And if your marketer, if your copywriter, if your business manager, whatever, isn't able to figure that out, isn't able to position and market your membership in a way that makes it a must-have and not a nice-to-have, then the answer isn't gimmicks. The answer isn't changing your enrollment model or your business model. The answer is to find a better marketer. And something else this person also suggested had my blood raging. The suggestion was, well, you can have a closed door model, but, you know, just kind of pretend that your doors are closed, but then have a sneaky side door where you just let people in anyway if they go through a certain funnel or if they respond to a certain message. So close the doors, but let's just pretend. Let's just pretend they're closed and we'll have our sneaky little side door. Because, you know, sneaky is absolutely an adjective that we want to have attributed to how we run our businesses. If any part of your marketing relies on being sneaky, relies on not being found out, then you're doing it wrong. If you're misleading your audience into thinking something is scarce and trying to use that scarcity to pressure them into a buying decision that they're not ready for, but then, even worse, it turns out that it's all a ruse, it's all BS, then you absolutely suck on every level imaginable. Good businesses, good marketers do not need to do this. And no, if you're someone who's advocating for this position, if you're pushing this strategy thinking that you've discovered something incredible, this doesn't make you a disruptor. It isn't you playing 4D chess. You're not edgy. You're not innovative. You're just ill-informed, inexperienced, short-sighted, lacking in ability and originality. So let's do this one more time. It's 2026. I've done this to death. I'm tired of having this argument, but we're going to do it one more time. Fact. Pressing people into joining before they're ready leads to higher churn rates and lower buyer satisfaction, which will hurt your membership business in the long run. Fact, somebody not joining right now immediately does not mean that they're never going to join. Fact, lying to your audience about your doors being closed and then using that lie to pressure them into a decision they otherwise would not have made is unethical. Fact, a closed door enrollment model for your membership can work fantastically well and be the smartest decision ever when it's done for the right reasons. But when it's purely a marketing gimmick, it's simply proven to not be sustainable and certainly not in the interest of your members. And when your strategy and your behavior goes against the interests of your members, that is a recipe for long-term disaster. And feel free to challenge me on any of those things that I've just said or anything else from this episode. Truth is, you do not need false scarcity to sell. You do not need any scarcity to sell. You can use it. You can utilize it. It's powerful. Yes, it is. But you don't need it. It's not the one true way. You're not going to fail if you're not doing it. You're not doing something wrong. Scarcity is a very powerful thing that is unfortunately wielded by too many people in the wrong way and in a way that is damaging for the long-term sustainability of membership businesses. You do not need false scarcity to sell. You do not need any scarcity to sell. You do not need to close your doors to sell. And if you find yourself working with anyone who tries to convince you that you do and who cannot do their job unless you make that change, please know that they are pushing this because they suck at their job. Now, can we please be done with this? Can we put it to bed? Can I retire this particular soapbox? Can I stick it in that Hall of Fame and let it rest? Because man, like I said at the start of this episode slash rant, it's 2026. We really shouldn't need to keep having this conversation. And the truth is, I thought we were done. Even some of the earliest proponents of this approach changed their mind. Like, they reevaluated their position as they saw how memberships that utilized it purely as a marketing gimmick, how they start to see diminishing returns, how it started to negatively impact other parts of their business. And so while, yes, they're still fans of that particular approach, they recognize it shouldn't just be for marketing purposes. And man, it is just that thing. If you don't give people a reason to join right now, they'll never join. That is just so full of holes. One, it's wrong. They will come and join. You know, it's such a well-established part of marketing. How many touches people need in order to actually make that final decision. You know, the decision for someone to join, the journey for someone to make a purchase isn't a single line. It's a big old mess full of multiple touch points. People will look at sales pages over and over and over again. They'll consider, they'll research products, and that's good. Because we want to know when someone joins, they've joined for the right reasons at the right time. That the urgency, the compulsion to join has come because we just have a kick-ass membership that solves their problems, that gets proven results. When you have all that, you don't need false scarcity. You don't need countdown timers. You don't need to close your doors. You certainly don't need to pretend to close your doors and have a sneaky little sat. You don't need gimmicks. You don't need any of that nonsense. You've got everything you need already. So let's put this to bed. 2026, we really shouldn't need to have this conversation over and over again. Can we be done? Can we all agree? So if you hear anyone peddling this quote unquote advice because it barely constitutes, please run a mile. Please do not do business with them. And as I've said, if anybody you are giving money to provide marketing services to improve your sales are telling you the only way to do this is to close the doors, get a marketer who actually knows how to market. And breathe. I'm going to go do something very relaxing, very soothing, because honestly, this stuff infuriates me because it's compelling to hear. Because it sounds like a magic formula. It sounds like somebody's figured something out. And all of us are drawn to this notion of somebody having a blueprint, someone having a proven strategy that we've not tried yet. Oh, this person is so confident. This person has so much conviction that if we just do this, this is the answer. We all want that magic bullet. And the people who push this as the way of doing things present it as a magic bullet. They present it as the secret that they have, that they're bestowing on you, but it's nonsense. It's nonsense. And so it infuriates me because I know people listen to it. And then I'm going to see them in the academy 6 months, 12 months time saying, you know what? Everything was going all right. I was getting steady, consistent sales, growing consistently, hired someone to write emails for me. And for some dumb reason, I allowed them to influence my business strategy and my enrollment strategy. I changed things with my membership. It screwed everything up. What the hell do I do now? So then it's my mess to help people figure out. And I'll do it as I've done before, as I've been doing for years. But I hate to see people going through that sort of upheaval, those horrible lessons you have to learn. So yeah, if we could just stop this nonsense now, I'd be grateful. That's it from me for this week. I hope, if nothing else, you found today's episode entertaining. Just listen to a 42-year-old man absolutely losing his mind at the latest drivel to come from an unqualified, inexperienced talking head who's decided that they're going to lecture the membership world with absolutely no basis or experience or knowledge to draw from. But hey, yeah, hope I've entertained you, but I do hope actually if this is something you've been toying with, if you're starting to see this advice out there, I hope this has given you the actual reality of things and has made a compelling enough argument for why we need to do away with that nonsense. I'm done. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for enduring today's soapbox episode. If it's touched a nerve, good. If you enjoyed it, good. If it's given you another perspective, fantastic. I'll be back again next week with a calmer episode right here on the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.